In 2016, the Tallahassee area experienced more than a 14% decrease in violent crime. This year, that number was up by 0.1%. Tallahassee Police Chief Mike DeLeo says that's still a huge reduction from what it was a few years ago. So now his agency is more focused on property crimes.
So what we're talking about, the property crimes, is break-ins to vehicles, break-in to homes, thefts, vehicle thefts. So a lot of what we've been doing is, one, community awareness, social media. If we had people lock their cars, we could significantly reduce our crime rate in Tallahassee. About more than half of our vehicle burglaries, our break-ins of cars, where people's purses, backpacks, personal property are stolen, are in unlocked cars.
And DeLeo says overall, the local law agencies have made a lot of strides.
Overall, our crime in our community has dropped 14% over last year. So when people are talking, and some people use the word crisis and epidemic, we're actually safer today than we were last year, because crime is significantly down by a couple thousand incidents less.
Still, Leon County Sheriff Walt McNeil says even with these strides, the only real way to reduce the crime rate is taking care of the root cause of crime. That includes the high schoolers dropping out on employment, poverty, and recidivism.
We have reduced crime so far this year by something close to about 15-16%. And that's the great work that our deputies and officers are doing. But at the end of the day, though, that's not sustainable unless we deal with some of those quality of life issues and the public health issues in our community. We'll get this done for a day, but if we don't deal with those issues, it will surface again.
Both McNeil and DeLeo spoke during Thursday's public affairs show, Perspectives. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.